Evening, it's 6:04. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. An Amtrak train derailed in Keensburg late last evening. Amtrak said the train was traveling along the California Zephyr route towards Chicago. It decoupled after hitting a truck. The train remained upright and there were no serious injuries reported. Colorado lawmakers are applauding the state's selection as one of 10 places for a new research hub. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Colorado-Wyoming Climate Resilience Engine will get federal funds to help its research on climate resiliency, spanning from methane emissions to wildfires. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says it will pave the way for economic development for years to come, while Governor Jared Polis says the award will drive more innovation to address climate change and create good-paying jobs. To start, the engine, which will be headquartered in northern Colorado, will get up to $15 million for 2 years, but it could also compete for a larger pot of money over the next decade. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado school students could one day earn a new credential on their high school diploma, a seal of climate literacy. Under a proposed legislative bill, students would have to successfully complete 2 courses in the area of climate literacy or attain green skills like renewable energy or environmental protection. They must also complete a final project in the field focusing on the effects of climate change in the student's local community. The bill passed its first hearing at the state capitol this week. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6:06, the evening edition of Marketplace coming up right after All Things Considered at 6:30.